Mon œil. Oh, come on. Oh, you're kidding me. This is an idiomatic expression in French that literally translates to me eye. Exclamation, it's used to express disbelief, skepticism, or even a bit of annoyance. The expression is similar to, oh, really? Or, give me a break, in English. Laisse-moi m'en aller. Let me go. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb. Laisser. To let, in the second person singular, which is laisse. The pronoun moi, me, is used as the direct object of the verb. Laisser. The m is a contracted form of me and en, which is a pronoun meaning of it, from that. The infinitive verb aller, to go, is used in the present tense after the pronoun en, which is a contracted form of me and en. In essence, the sentence conveys a strong desire to be released or freed from a situation, literally meaning, let me go from it. Laissez-moi m'en aller. Let me go. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or a request. Laissez is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. To let, to allow. In this case, it's in the plural form, addressing multiple people. Moi is the pronoun, me, and indicates the object of the action. Mn is a contraction of me and en. En can be tricky, but here it acts as a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned or understood. Aller is the infinitive verb. Aller. To go. So, literally, the sentence translates to, let me go from it. The en implies the situation or place the speaker wants to leave. Laissez-moi entrer. Let me enter. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request. The verb laisser means to let or to allow. The pronoun moi means me. The infinitive verb entrer means to enter. So the sentence literally translates to, let me enter. Laissez-moi entrer. Let me enter. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Laissez is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez, which means to let or to allow. Moi is the object pronoun, me. Entrer is the infinitive verb, to enter. The sentence translates literally to, let me enter. Laisse-nous entrer. Let us enter. This is a command, meaning that the speaker is telling someone to let them in. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. To let, and it is used to give a command in the second person singular. Nous is the object pronoun, meaning us. Entrer is the infinitive verb, meaning to enter. So the sentence can be literally translated as, let us enter, but the implied meaning is more like, let us in. Laissez-nous entrer. Let us enter. This sentence is a simple imperative. Laissez is the imperative form of the verb. Laissez. To let, to allow. In the imperative, the subject pronoun vous, you, is understood, so it's not explicitly stated. Nous is the object pronoun, representing the people who are requesting to enter.
Entrer
is the infinitive verb meaning to enter. So the sentence means, let you us enter. Since the
vous
is implied, it translates to, let us enter.
Demandons.
Let's ask. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Demander.
To ask.
The
ending makes it plural, meaning it is a command to a group of people. So, let's ask is a suggestion to a group of people to ask something.
Bonjour.
Let's eat. This sentence is in the
Apative
mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. It is in the first person plural, meaning we.
Bonjour
is the
Prestos
of the
Ver
manger, to eat.
Voyons voir.
Let's see. This is an informal phrase used to express curiosity or interest.
Voyons
is the imperative form of the verb.
Voir.
To see.
Voir
is a regular verb in the first group. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request.
Voir
in the imperative singular is
voir.
But in this case,
voyons
is the plural form, meaning, let us see.
Voir
can also be used in the expression
on va voir,
meaning, we will see.
Voir
is often used in expressions of surprise or disbelief, such as
vous voyez,
you see, or
on voit,
we see.
C'est hors de question.
This is out of the question. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
which means, this is,
or
means, outside, or out of.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
Question
means question. Key concepts. This sentence expresses a strong refusal. The use of
or
de emphasizes the impossibility of the request. The exclamation mark indicates the speaker's strong emotion.
Fuyez.
Run away. This is an imperative verb in the
vous
form, which means you in the formal sense. Fuyez is the imperative form of the verb
fuir,
which means to flee or to run away. The sentence is a simple command, telling someone to run away.
Reste allongé, immobile.
Stay lying down, still. This sentence is an imperative verb, which means it's a command.
Reste.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Rester.
To stay. It is conjugated in the second person singular, which means it's addressing one person.
Allongé.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Allongé.
To lie down. In this context, it acts as an adjective modifying the pronoun.
Tu.
You, which is understood. It's the equivalent of saying, lying down.
Immobile.
This is an adjective meaning, still, or, motionless. It modifies the pronoun.
Tu.
You, that is understood. So, the sentence could literally be translated as, you stay lying down, motionless. But it is more naturally expressed in English as, stay lying down, still.
Reste allongé, immobile.
Stay lying down, still. The sentence is an imperative, commanding someone to remain in a specific position.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. It means stay.
Allonger
is the feminine past participle of the verb.
Allonger.
To lie down. It agrees in gender with the implied subject, you, which is feminine in this case. It means lying down.
Immobile
is an adjective meaning still or motionless. The sentence can be translated as stay lying down, still, or stay still, lying down.
Restez allongé, immobile.
Stay lying down, still. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which gives a direct command. Restez.
Restez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It is in the plural form, indicating that the command is directed at multiple people. Allongé.
Allongé.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Allongé.
To lengthen, to stretch out. Here, it acts as an adjective modifying.
Resté.
Meaning, staying stretched out. Immobile.
Immobile.
Is an adjective meaning, still, motionless. The sentence directly orders someone, or multiple people, to remain lying down, and motionless.
Restez allongé, immobile.
Stay lying down, still. Breakdown. Restez is the
vous
form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. Conjugated in the imperative mood. This means it's a command. Allongé is the feminine past participle of the verb.
Allongé.
To lie down, to stretch out. It modifies the subject, you, implied, in the sentence. Immobile is an adjective that means motionless. It further describes the state of being still. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands, or make requests. Past participle. Often used to form compound tenses, but in this case, it functions as an adjective modifying the subject. Adjective. Words that describe nouns, or pronouns.
Restez allongé, immobile.
Stay lying down, motionless. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. The imperative form is used to give commands.
Allongé
is the past participle of the verb.
Allongé.
To lie down. It is used as an adjective here, modifying the pronoun.
Vous.
You, which is understood. So, it means, lying down.
Immobile
is an adjective meaning, motionless. Is an exclamation mark, which emphasizes the command.
Restez allongé, immobile.
Stay lying down, motionless. Breakdown.
Restez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay, in the second person plural. This means you are speaking to two or more people.
Allongé.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Allongé.
To lie down, conjugated in the feminine plural. This means that the people you are speaking to are female, and there are two or more of them. This form is used after
restez
as a compound tense for the present imperative.
Immobile.
This is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Immobile.
Motionless, agreeing with the noun understood in the sentence, which is
allongé.
The exclamation mark indicates that this is a command.
Détourne le regard.
Turn away your gaze. The sentence uses the imperative mood, meaning it's a command.
Détourne
is the imperative form of the verb.
Détourner,
meaning to turn away.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the.
Regard
is a noun meaning gaze or look. The sentence literally translates to turn away the gaze, but it's more natural to say turn away your gaze in English.
Regardez ailleurs.
Look elsewhere. This sentence is a simple imperative verb phrase. Regardez is the
vous
form of the verb.
Regardez,
which means to look. It is in the imperative mood, which means it is giving a command.
The
vous form is used to address one or more people, but in this case, it is used informally, as though you were addressing a friend. Ailleurs means elsewhere. It is an adverb of place. So, the complete sentence means look elsewhere.
Regarde derrière toi.
Look behind you. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Regarde
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Derrière
is a preposition meaning behind.
Toi
is a pronoun meaning you, and it is in the informal form, so it is used when speaking to someone you know well.
Regarde derrière.
Look behind you. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Regarde
is the verb to look in the imperative form, second person singular. It tells the person being addressed to look.
Derrière
is a preposition that means behind. It indicates the direction to look. Is the exclamation mark used to emphasize the command.
Il n'en est pas question.
That's out of the question. The sentence uses the negative construction, il n'est pas question, which literally means, it is not a question of it. It is a common French idiom that expresses a firm refusal, or impossibility.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he, but in this case, it refers to a neutral subject, it.
Non
is the negative particle, ni, followed by the partitive article, n. It means, of it, or, about it.
Est
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Est
to be.
Pas
is the negative adverb, not.
Question
is the noun, question. Therefore, the sentence implies that the matter under discussion is not even up for consideration.
Regarde derrière toi.
Look behind you. This sentence is a simple imperative, telling someone to look behind them.
Regarde
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look. The imperative form is used for commands or requests.
Derrière
is a preposition meaning behind.
Toi
is the pronoun you in the informal singular form. Therefore, the sentence translates to look behind you in English.
Regarde derrière toi.
Look behind you. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Regarde
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests.
Derrière
is a preposition meaning behind.
Wa
is the pronoun you in the informal singular form. The sentence structure is simple. Verb plus preposition plus pronoun.
Regardez derrière vous.
Look behind you. Breakdown.
Regardez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look, meaning, look, you, plural, informal.
Derrière.
This is a preposition meaning, behind.
Vous.
This is the pronoun, you, plural, informal. The sentence is a direct command using the informal imperative. It's important to note that the plural form of you is used, which makes the sentence a bit more casual than if it were addressed to a single person.
Regarde ici.
Look here. This sentence is a simple imperative command using the familiar form of the verb.
Regarde.
To look.
Regarde.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
For the second person singular, meaning, you, informal.
Ici.
Is an adverb meaning, here. The sentence directly tells someone to look at something in a specific location.
Regardez ici.
Look here. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command, or request.
Regardez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Regardez.
To look. It is used to tell someone to look.
Ici
means here. So the sentence is telling someone to look at something that is located in the immediate vicinity.
Rest cool.
Stay cool. This is a casual imperative sentence in French.
Rest
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay.
Cool
is an adjective that means cool in English. The entire sentence is a very casual way of telling someone to remain calm or relaxed. You could use it in a situation where someone is getting upset, or to encourage someone to keep their composure.
Détendez-vous.
Relax. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command.
Détendez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Détendre.
To relax, conjugated for the vous form, which means you in a formal or plural context.
Vous
is understood in this case, meaning you, plural or formal. Is the exclamation mark, which adds emphasis to the command, making it sound more urgent or friendly.
Du calme.
Calm down. This phrase is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Du
means of the or some in this context. This indicates that the speaker is referring to calmness in general, rather than a specific instance of calmness.
Calm
means calm or peace. The exclamation point emphasizes the urgency of the command.
Calmez-vous.
Calm down. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Calmez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Calmer.
To calm, conjugated in the second person plural, you all.
Vous
is the pronoun, you all, or you, in a formal context. Is the exclamation mark, indicating a strong command. The sentence is literally saying, calm yourselves. But it is commonly used in English as a singular command. Calm down.
Échauffe-toi.
Warm up. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Ich hoffe
is the imperative form of the verb.
Ich hoffe.
To warm up. It is conjugated in the second person singular form, meaning it is directed at one person.
Du
is a reflexive pronoun, meaning the action of warming up is being done to oneself. Is an exclamation mark, indicating an emphatic command.
Set exclude.
That's out of the question. The sentence, say exclude, translates to, that's out of the question. In English. Let's break it down.
Say
is a contraction of
sir,
this, and
is.
It acts as a subject-verb agreement, meaning, it is.
Exclude
means excluded or ruled out. Is an exclamation mark, indicating strong emphasis or emotion. This sentence uses a direct and emphatic tone to express a definitive refusal or impossibility. It's similar to saying, absolutely not. Or, no way.
Échauffez-vous.
This means, warm up. The verb is
échauffer,
which is the second person plural imperative of the verb
échauffer,
meaning to warm up. The pronoun
vous
means you, plural. The exclamation point at the end means it's a command.
Détends-toi.
Relax. This is an informal imperative sentence. Détends-toi.
Détends-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Détends.
Which means, to relax.
Toi.
Toi is a reflexive pronoun used for the second person singular, you. It is added to the verb to indicate that the action of relaxing is being done to oneself. So, the entire sentence means, relax yourself. Or simply, relax.
Laisse-toi aller.
Let yourself go. The verb
laisser
means to let or to allow. In this phrase, it's used in the imperative form, which is used to give commands or instructions. The reflexive pronoun
toi
refers to the person being addressed.
Aller
means to go, but in this context it means to let go, to relax, or to give in. The phrase
laisse-toi aller
literally means let yourself go, but it can be translated more naturally as relax or go with the flow.
Laissez-vous aller.
Let yourself go. This is a very common French expression that means to relax, be yourself, and not worry about what others think. It literally translates to, let yourself go. The verb
laisser
means to let or to allow. The pronoun
vous
is the formal you used when addressing someone with respect. The verb
aller
is the infinitive, to go, and is used here in the reflexive form, meaning to go yourself. In this case, the expression encourages someone to let go of their inhibitions and just enjoy themselves.
Tranquillisez-vous.
Relax. The sentence, tranquillisez-vous, is in the
affirmative
mood, meaning it's a command or instruction. Tranquillisez is the
affirmative
form of the verb
tranquilizer.
To calm, to relax, and is conjugated for the
vous
form, meaning you, plural or formal singular. Vous is the pronoun for you, plural or formal singular. So, the sentence is literally telling someone or a group of people to calm yourselves or relax.
Be calm.
English translation. Calm down. Breakdown.
Be.
This is the contracted form of the, which means, of the, in this context.
Calm.
This is a noun meaning, calm. Key concepts. This phrase is a common imperative command, used to tell someone to relax, or be calm. The use of the indefinite article, do, instead of, the, highlights that the noun, calm, is an abstract concept, and the phrase is not referring to a specific instance of calm.
Tranquille.
This means, calm, or, relaxed.
Tranquille.
Is an adjective meaning, calm, or, relaxed. It is often used in a casual setting to describe a state of being at ease.
Bouge de là.
Move from there. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The verb
bouge
means move and is in the imperative form, telling someone to do something. The pronoun de is a preposition meaning from, and là is an adverb meaning there. The phrase can also be translated as get out of there or move away from there.
Poussez-vous.
Move out of the way. This is a simple imperative verb phrase in the
vous
form, meaning you, in the informal or plural sense.
Poussez
is the imperative form of the verb
pousser,
meaning to push.
Vous
is implied, but not stated.
Vous
is the pronoun suffix, which indicates that the verb is addressed to the second person plural, or you, in the informal plural sense.
Pousse-toi.
Move over. The verb
pousser
means to push. The pronoun
toi
means you, but in this case it is a familiar form, which is appropriate between friends or family members, but not between people who do not know each other well.
Pousse-toi
is a common informal imperative. This is the direct form of the verb used to give commands or instructions.
En aucune manière.
In no way. This sentence is a negation, meaning it expresses the opposite of what is being stated. It is formed with the following structure.
En aucune manière.
Colon. This phrase literally translates to, in no way, and acts as a strong negation.
En.
Colon. This preposition indicates, in, or, by.
Aucune.
Colon. This adjective means, no, or, none, and emphasizes the complete absence of something.
Manière.
Colon. This noun means, way, or, manner. The entire phrase emphasizes a complete lack of possibility, or acceptance.
Poussez-vous de là.
Move out of the way.
Poussez
is the imperative form of the verb
pousser,
meaning to push. It is used to tell someone to move.
Vous
is the formal pronoun, you.
De
is a preposition meaning from or out of.
Là
is an adverb indicating a place, similar to there or that place. So,
poussez-vous de là
literally means, push yourself from there, but the meaning is more similar to, move out of the way, or, get out of the way.
Joli coup.
That's a great shot. This is a common French exclamation.
Joli
means, pretty, or, nice, but in this context, it's used to express admiration, or approval.
Coup
can have many meanings, but here it translates to, shot, or, move. The whole phrase is used to express admiration for a successful action, a clever move, or a good result.
Pour sûr.
For sure. This is a simple phrase used to express agreement, or confirmation. It translates directly to, for sure, in English.
Pour sûr.
Literally means, for sure, and is a common way to express certainty, or agreement in French.
Mais ouais.
This means, but yeah. This is a very informal expression, and literally translates as, but yes. It is used to express agreement, or acknowledgement, often with a bit of sarcasm, or nonchalance.
Mais
means, but, and
where
is a very informal way of saying, yes.
Parmi.
This is an exclamation of surprise, or agreement, similar to, goodness. Or, well, I'll be. In English.
Parmi.
Is an informal interjection, and can be used in a variety of contexts.
Bien sûr.
Of course.
Pour sûr.
For sure. This is a common French expression meaning, definitely, or, absolutely. It is a more informal way of saying,
certainement.
Certainly. You could also say,
bien sûr.
Of course.
Je vous en prie.
You're welcome. This is a common French phrase used to respond to a thank you. It literally translates to,
I beg you.
However, it's not meant to be taken literally. It's a polite and formal way to say, you're welcome, in French. Here's a breakdown of the grammar.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vous
is the formal pronoun, you.
Ah
is a pronoun meaning, it, or, this.
Prie
is the verb, to beg, in the present tense, conjugated for, je. Is the exclamation point, indicating a polite and formal tone.
Je t'en prie.
You're welcome. This phrase is a polite way of saying, you're welcome, in French.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Te
is a contraction of
tu,
you, and
le.
Le. This means it is the informal way to address someone, similar to using you instead of you in English.
Ah
is a pronoun meaning it or them.
Pray
is the verb to pray in the present tense. Together, it literally means, I pray you, for it, but is used to express gratitude, and means, you're welcome.
Pardon?
Excuse me? This is a simple interjection used to ask someone to repeat themselves. It's similar to, excuse me, or, pardon me, in English.
Pardon?
Is a noun meaning, forgiveness. But in this context, it is used as an interjection.
Hors de question.
Out of the question. This phrase is a very common expression in French that translates directly to, out of the question. Breakdown.
Hors
means, out of, or, outside of.
De
is a preposition that indicates, of, or, from.
Question
means question. Key concepts. The phrase is an exclamation, expressing a strong refusal or disagreement. It is a common way to say no or absolutely not in a more forceful and definitive way.
Je vous demande pardon.
I beg your pardon. This sentence is a polite way of asking someone to repeat themselves. Let's break it down.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Vous. This is the formal second person plural pronoun, meaning you, formal. It is often used to address a stranger, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority.
Demand.
This is the third person singular form of the verb, demander, meaning to ask.
Pardon.
This is a noun meaning pardon. The literal translation would be, I ask you for pardon. However, in English, we use the phrase, I beg your pardon, to express the same meaning. Key concept. Using the formal form of you.
Vous.
Indicates politeness and respect.
Qu'avez-vous dit?
What did you say? This is a question asking for clarification. Breakdown. Is a contraction of que, that, and
avez,
have, in the second person plural form.
Vous
is the second person plural pronoun, meaning you.
Dire
is the past participle of the verb
dire,
to say. In this sentence, the
avez
and
dire
combine to form the past tense of the verb
dire,
have said. The literal translation is, what have you said? The question is used when someone wants to know what was just said, or to express confusion, or surprise at what they heard.
Qu'as-tu dit?
What did you say? This is a question using the que interrogative pronoun, which is used to ask about something that has been said. The verb
dire
to say is conjugated in the past tense
as-tu,
which is the second person singular form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, followed by the past participle
dire
of the verb
dire.
The question word que is used as the object of the verb
dire,
meaning, what is the thing that was said?
Plaît-il?
Excuse me? Or, what was that? This is a very common and polite phrase in French, used to ask someone to repeat themselves. Plaît-il?
Plaît-il?
Is the informal, familiar form of the verb plaire.
Plaire.
Meaning, to please, conjugated in the third person singular in the present tense, specifically in the interrogative, question, form. It is literally saying, does it please you? However, in this context it is understood to mean, please repeat what you said. This is a very common way to ask someone to repeat something, especially when you didn't hear them well, or need clarification.
Je vous demande pardon.
I beg your pardon. This sentence is in the formal register, meaning it is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, or someone you want to show respect. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vous
is the formal object pronoun, you.
Demande
is the third person singular present tense of the verb, demander, to ask.
Pardon
is the noun, pardon, meaning forgiveness. Therefore, the sentence literally means, I ask you for pardon.
Plaît-il?
The French phrase,
plaît-il,
is a polite way of asking, excuse me, or, I beg your pardon, in English. It is used when you haven't heard or understood something someone said. The literal translation of
plaît
is pleases, and
il
is it. Thus,
plaît-il
is essentially asking, does it please you? In a very formal, almost archaic manner. The question is used in a casual, conversational way in modern French. It's a common polite interjection, similar to pardon or what in English.
Katuni.
What did you say? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun k, which is a contraction of k and s, and literally means what is it that. The subject pronoun du is used for the second person singular, you, and the verb as is the conjugated form of avoir. To have, in the past tense, the past participle the said is used to complete the verb phrase. So literally the sentence is, what is it that you have said? This is an interjection used to express surprise, confusion, or disbelief. It's like saying, what? Or, excuse me? In English.
Pardon?
Excuse me? This is a simple interjection used to ask someone to repeat themselves. It is the equivalent of, excuse me? Or, what? In English.
Pardon
is the French word for excuse or pardon.
Qu'est-ce que tu as dit?
What did you say? This is a question asking what someone said. Let's break it down.
Qu'est-ce
is a contraction of
qu'est-ce,
meaning what is it?
Que
means that or what, and is used as an interrogative pronoun here. Is the third person singular form of the verb to be. Ce is a pronoun that refers to something already mentioned or understood in the context.
Tu
is the second person singular pronoun, meaning you.
As
is the third person singular form of the verb to have in the past tense.
Me
is the past participle of the verb to say. The sentence is in the interrogative form, using the question word
que
and inversion of the subject and verb. This structure is typical of French questions.
Sans blague.
This is an exclamation of disbelief, similar to, seriously, or, no way. Breakdown.
Sans
means, without.
Blague
means, joke.
Sans blague
literally means, without joke, implying that the speaker is not joking, and is serious about what they are saying.
Quoi?
What? This is a simple interjection used to express surprise, confusion, or to request clarification. It's a very common phrase in French, just like, what? In English.
Quoi?
Is an interrogative pronoun, meaning it asks a question. In this case, it's used to ask for more information.
Je vous demande pardon.
I beg your pardon. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I, vous.
Vous
is the formal pronoun, you, used as a polite form of address, demand.
Demand
is the third person singular form of the verb, demander, to ask, to request, pardon.
Pardon
is the noun, pardon. The sentence uses the formal vous to show politeness. The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The question is asking for clarification or an apology.
Lisa C.
Read this.
Li
is the imperative form of the verb
lire
to read.
Ceci
is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this.
Reposez-vous ici.
Rest here. The sentence uses the
Apératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Reposé
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Reposé.
To rest. The.
Vous.
Ending indicates that the speaker is addressing more than one person.
Ici.
Means here.
Repose-toi ici.
Rest yourself here. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, telling someone to rest.
Repose-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Se reposer.
Meaning, to rest oneself. The toi ending indicates that the command is directed at a singular, you, informal.
Ici
is an adverb meaning, here. So, the full meaning of the sentence is, rest yourself here.
Ni, ah.
Say, ah. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Ni
is the imperative form of the verb.
Dire.
To say, and, ah. Is an interjection expressing a sound.
Fait ah.
Say ah. This is a command, like open your mouth, used in medical examinations. The verb
faire
means to do or to make, but in this case is used as an imperative, telling someone to make a specific sound.
Fais ah.
Say, ah. This is a simple imperative sentence, instructing someone to make the sound.
Ah.
The verb
faire
is conjugated in the imperative form
faire,
which is the second person singular form, you. The object of the verb is
ah,
which is a sound made by opening the mouth wide and exhaling.
Dis-bonjour.
The phrase, dis-bonjour, is a colloquial way of saying, say hello. This is the informal imperative form of the verb.
Dire.
To say, bonjour means hello. This is a command, literally meaning, say hello, so you are telling someone to greet someone else.
Voyez ci-dessus.
See above. The verb
voyez
is the formal second person plural form of the verb
voir,
meaning to see.
Ci-dessus
literally means here above, and is an adverbial phrase indicating that the information being referenced is located above the current location in the text.
Vraiment?
Really? This is an interjection expressing surprise or disbelief.
Vraiment?
Means really, and is an adverb. It is often used in questions to express surprise or disbelief.
Voyez ci-dessous.
See below.
Voyez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Voir.
To see, conjugated in the second person plural. It's used to tell you or a group of people to look at something.
Ci-dessous
literally means here below, and is used to indicate that something is located beneath the current location, often referencing something on a page or document.
Voir ci-dessous.
See below. The phrase
voir ci-dessous
literally translates to see below.
Voir
means to see. It is the infinitive form of the verb.
See
is an adverb meaning here.
Dessous
is a noun meaning below. The phrase is a common instruction telling someone to look for further information or details below the current location.
Capturez-le.
capture him. This sentence is an imperative, telling someone to do something. The verb capturer is the imperative form of the verb capturer. To capture. The pronoun le is the direct object pronoun, meaning him in this case. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the urgency of the command. Attrapez-le. Catch him. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French. Attrapez is the imperative form of the verb attraper, meaning to catch. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests, since the subject is vous. You, plural, the verb ending is a. Le is the direct object pronoun, standing in for the masculine noun that was previously mentioned. The exclamation point indicates that the sentence is an exclamation, meaning it is said with emphasis or excitement. Attrapez-le. Catch him. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command. Attraper is the imperative form of the verb attraper. To catch, in the second person plural, you all, or you. It's the you all form of the verb, because the sentence is directed at multiple people, or it's meant to be a more informal form of address to one person. Le is the direct object pronoun representing the masculine singular noun that is being caught. The sentence literally means, catch him. Capturez-le. Capture him. Breakdown. Capturer is the imperative form of the verb capturer, meaning to capture. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all. In this case, it is being used as a direct command to a group of people. Le is the direct object pronoun, meaning him. It refers to a male person, who is the object of the action. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or instructions. Direct object pronoun. Replaces the direct object in a sentence, making it more concise. Vraiment? Really? This is a simple interjection expressing surprise or disbelief. Vraiment means really or truly, and is an adverb. Is the question mark, indicating the sentence is a question. C'est vrai. That's true. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce. This plus air is. This construction is common in French, and helps to streamline the sentence. Vrai means true. Is the question mark, indicating that this is a question. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est is an example of a common contraction in French. Contractions like this can be difficult for English speakers to grasp, but are essential for speaking and understanding the language. Subject-verb agreement. Notice that the verb agrees with the subject. Sir. French grammar requires that the verb agree in number and gender with the subject. This is a key concept in French grammar. Sérieux? This is a question that translates to, is this serious? In English, the phrase uses the interrogative pronoun s, which acts as a subject pronoun meaning, is it? The word sérieux means serious in English. The question mark at the end indicates it is a question. Vrai? Really? This is a simple question asking for confirmation. Vrai means true in French and is used as an interjection, much like really in English. The question mark at the end indicates that it is a question. Where? Really? This is a simple interrogative sentence, asking for confirmation. Where? This word means true in English. Here it is used as an adjective, but because it is alone, it implies, is it true? This is a question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question. Sorblag. Are you serious? This phrase is a common, informal expression in French. Sorblag means without in this context, but it's used idiomatically to express disbelief or surprise. Blag means joke and is often used in the context of telling a joke or being funny. So the phrase literally translates to without a joke, but it's used to mean are you serious? Or are you kidding me? It's similar to saying no way. Or you're pulling my leg. In English. Ah, bon? Really? Ah. Is an exclamation that expresses surprise or disbelief. It is often used in response to something unexpected or surprising. Bon? Is an adjective that means good or well. In this case, it is used as an interjection to indicate that something is surprising or unexpected. Together, ah bon, is used to express surprise or disbelief in a neutral or even skeptical tone. Sérieusement? Seriously? This is a simple interjection expressing surprise or disbelief. Sérieusement? Is the French word for seriously. It is used to express incredulity or disbelief. It is often used in informal situations.